Morning, Baz.
Morning. How are we? Great to be here.
Good, good. Happy International Women's Day.
Look, great day too. It's fabulous to see it and lots of celebrations happening. And yes. Baz, you have to agree with me that it's well worthwhile. So just for everyone listening, Daz had a bit of a rage.
Yes,
he did.
But yeah, look, Jackie tried to come in and take over, but I managed to wrestle it back.
So okay.
I'm here for a couple of weeks. Yeah, she's a bit like that.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see.
Wow. So, seems to be a little bit of tension
I
then.
See who won, though.
But now, then we talked about Rage Yoga a little while ago, and you're listening on your way across from Altona Lakes.
Absolutely.
Would that be something that the one Casey would adopt, do you think, for people to come and just let it all go? Yeah,
I love the concept. We'd have to be very careful about how we implemented it. Mm. But it is a really good concept because it's not about being out of control. Mm. It's actually about gaining control.
I agree.
It's about expressing emotion and getting that out. So, you know, wonderful concept and something that perhaps we could look at. So, Rage Yoga. I'm not sure about the beer, though. I could handle it.
Yeah.
But I think we'd have to have water in
there. Yeah, no, I was just going to say I'm not sure about the beer either, but I can do wine. That's fine.
I'd say it'd be very relaxing afterwards, though, wouldn't it? Just have your little squirter bottles there.
Absolutely would be. You'd probably find you're exhausted and exhilarated at the same time.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it is a concept that's growing. It's not something that's just a light-hearted story. That is something that's happening right now. So, I'm interested to keep an eye on how that grows.
Yeah. Now, and it's the ability to get your emotions out because we have to suppress them all the time.
And so many times we continue to carry them, don't we? Just we put them inside, tuck them away, I'll release that later on, and it just keeps building and building. Mm-hmm. That's why we get sick, and we can't allow that to happen. And I'm put my hand up and say I'm normally like that. I would just carry emotion myself, don't let it out on anybody else, I'll just deal with it myself, and that just keeps compounding and compounding. And by the time you get to the end of the week, you're going to let it loose on somebody, or you're going to feel unwell. It's not healthy.
And you'll probably let it loose when you don't want to.
Absolutely.
Yes. And it's not meant.
Good point.
Probably the person you're directing.
Friday mornings.
Yeah. It just happens and you regret it immediately. Mm-hmm. Anyway, speaking about releasing emotions, what are we grateful for, guys?
Oh, you've put me on. I'm grateful for the long weekend. That's an easy one for me. Just it's, again, something very, very simple, but I really do appreciate an extra day off this week.
Good one.
Thanks.
I think, especially when you're tired, you need it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I appreciate the fact that we're lucky enough in a great city that it attracts great talent that come in. So to go and see the Eagles on Wednesday night, a band that I've grown up with and just they put on a magnificent 2.5-hour performance. Grateful for that Melbourne allows us to go and see some truly legendary performers. So very grateful for that.
Isn't Melbourne fantastic?
Amazing.
Like that? Sporting events, artists, bands, art exhibitions. Mm. We are just so lucky to have all of that at our fingertips.
Walking along the Yarra on a Wednesday night on the way down to Rod Laver Arena, I'm watching the setup, the beginning to set up for Moomba, and just the beautiful city that we live in is just stunning as
it
well.
Is.
Yeah.
What about you, Baz?
Right. Yeah.
I've got lots. I've got 2 weeks' worth. But you know, my air conditioner is out over summer.
Yes.
Well, we got it back and had it for the last weekend when it was really hot. And just really, really grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Same sort of vein. Really grateful for cooler weather. I like wearing jackets and hoodies and things like that, and so really grateful for that, and really grateful that footy's back. Footy's back, and just you know, I love my footy, I love my sport, and so really happy to see that back, and Daz, to see your Pies. Yeah, even though it's just pre-season at the moment, it's still great to see your team running out and having a kick.
Two weeks' time, it all starts all over again. Walking past the MCG to get a little bit excited about it. So it is, when you love your footy, live in Melbourne, we're very lucky.
I saw someone on Wednesday night take a selfie in front of the Holden Centre. I thought it was like a little crazy, but that's fine.
Oh, that's probably a Collingwood supporter. Yeah, and I got that from not taking a photo in front of the Holden Centre. It was a little bit crazy, but anyway.
That's me. Never miss an opportunity. No, now, this fantastic. Morning we're talking about, I mean, you would consider yourself, and I would consider yourself a leader.
Thank you.
A lot of people do, they do take on roles as managers, and I think Cindy is also someone that comes under that category of being a leader versus a manager. Mm. Worked under plenty of managers that are great with spreadsheets, but that's all they are. They're spreadsheet managers or keyboard warriors.
Yes.
Mm. But to find true leadership is very hard. Yeah. So when you do actually connect with people that are great leaders, that's significantly different than what a manager does. So we'll talk about leadership today.
Yes, we are.
And have you adopted this through your own journey, or have you worked with people in leadership before? Do you think I want to adopt those habits?
Absolutely. Leadership is one of the, it's a bit like culture.
Mm.
It's very difficult to grasp onto and what is it? And I'll pick up that management versus leadership and what's the difference between managing and leading. You manage process, you lead people.
Yep.
And that's something that I've had for a number of years now. And you can't lead a process. You don't want to. It's about just strictly, you know, and you talked about spreadsheets, the manager with the spreadsheet and doing that. Your leader is out there talking to the people,
absolutely,
guiding your people and showing them a direction.
Mm.
And as I continually reflect on leadership, and it's something I like to think a lot about, a good manager will give you direction and enable you to find your way to get there.
Mm.
And how do you do that? And what does that mean? And I don't know.
Mm.
We all have our own way of doing it.
Yes.
I would like to think within my organisation here in Casey, the YMCA in Casey, which we call One Casey, I am continually amazed at what my staff do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be on Facebook and I shouldn't probably say this, I'm supposed to know what's going on, but half the time I don't. But I'll be looking and going, oh, wow, we've done that.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, wow, we're going to do this, you know. And that to me is, I love that because it means my staff are empowered.
Mm.
They are doing what they are required to do and we want them to do. And so hopefully I would like to, I would like to think that it's part of my leadership is enabling them to do that. So, yeah, look, it's an interesting topic and one I thought we could have a chat about for a few weeks about leadership. And one week I want to talk about followership too. And that's unknown in many ways aspect of leadership, the characteristics of a good leader. I want to talk today about do we know any good leaders? I was going to actually talk about who are the good leaders in Australia.
Right.
And we naturally go to our politicians and I couldn't come up with one.
No. Okay.
There's an absolute glut of leadership from a political point of view in Australia, I think, at the moment, on all sides of the spectrum. But I did want to say, who in the public spotlight is a good leader at the moment? And I'll pick up, and we've talked about sport before and football, but I want to pick up the leader of your club, Daz, Collingwood, and the leader of my club, and that's the chairman.
Mm.
And a lot of people knock Eddie Maguire.
Mm.
But I think, I'm not sure whether I want to work with him or for him, but I think he is a fantastic leader in taking the club on a direction. He's taken them from the bottom of the ladder literally to the top of the ladder. He has put them into one of the best facilities worldwide for a sporting club. He is out there and he promotes the club really, really well. So he gives it direction He basically takes the club and he's there at the front at the pointy end.
Mm.
And compare that to Peggy O'Neill, who's the president of Richmond Football Club, a very much behind the scenes person and not up front, and first female president of an AFL club. Amazing, and obviously an amazing lady, and International Women's Day. I'm glad I thought of that one. But Peggy O'Neill, I heard a story this week about her, and at the end of 2016 there was a board challenge, and what happened was there was the board that challenged the current incumbent board wanted to meet with her, and she said no, I'm not going to meet with you. I'm not going to meet. Well, she didn't even say that. She didn't even return their calls.
Okay. Mm.
And they said, we're ringing. We're asking for a meeting. We won't return the calls. And she was asked, are you going to return the calls? And she said, no. We're on the right direction. Mm. I know we're on the right direction. I know we're headed in the right path. We will get there. And so she stood fast. And that's another aspect of a good leader.
Mm.
They know when they're in the right direction and they will hold fast to their convictions. And obviously she did that. And obviously
look what's happened. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
And the club has never been in a strong position, really, after being in the wilderness for so long, to see success come to the club and also financial success as well. It's a great facility there at Punt Road. It used to be a bit run down like Victoria Park.
Exactly.
And it's in far better shape now. You can actually hold games there and cater for people to be at that ground. So she's done a wonderful job. So I think that is true leadership, isn't it? And in standing by convictions and being in front of cameras and saying, you know, we know we're doing the right thing. It's very much the do as I do rather than do as I say.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking while you're talking about this, you know, there's people in their cars and they're going to work at the moment, and it's probably giving them an opportunity to think about who they have to look to.
Mm.
And when I say have to look to, because you have no choice at work, you have to look to your boss. Have a think today about your boss and the leadership skills, and if they're not, you know, the way that you would like them, what can you do to actually make it a better situation? Because you can't change the fact that these people are our leaders, and how you react is a huge
For our listeners out there too that are from the Y, feel very, very much comfortable in the knowledge you've got a great leader that's running the joint.
Yes.
Someone that does holds true to all the things that you've learned and you hold dear to you. So it's great to have a leader around the facilities as well. And I'm not sure whether workers appreciate that as much as what they should. So good job, Baz.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Got lots to think about.
Yeah, so a great discussion over the coming weeks.
Absolutely. Great, Baz. Great to have you with us. We've missed you the last couple of weeks.
Thanks, Baz.
Jackie can just take a hiatus.
Jackie's out celebrating International Women's Day.
She is too,
I would, yes.